brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want people to understand that I genuinely believe what I'm talking about here. And we predicted and told you everything that's coming. And no amount of trillions of dollars pumped into Europe will stop the rim of this black hole. The banksters know that, and they think they can pose and use the controlled media to come out on top and be our saviors in the crisis they created. And in all these public papers they put out, they say, Obama needs a new Oklahoma City to blame on people. Financial Times of London. They act like we're not even here. Mr. LaRouge, you've studied these people a long time. Is it megalomania, hubris? Or do they really think they're going to win? Why are they so naked in what they do? Get into SDI. Where we're going, all of this.
Well, look at the history of the United States. It actually started in 1620 when some people from England and from probably the Netherlands as well came over to Massachusetts and set into motion what was initially the Pilgrim Landing, but then was the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Now, the Massachusetts Bay Colony was crushed by the British at a certain point, but we didn't stop there. We continued to develop the United States. We imported people from Europe and so forth into what became the United States, and we continued from 1620 on through the securing of our freedom, our constitutional freedom. We continued as an alternative to Britain, to the British Empire, which had become an empire in that period. So we were the English speaking. We drew people from all over Europe at first. And then later we drew from Asia as well in the later part of the period, going into the 20th century. We created in the United States the greatest movement for freedom that mankind has ever known for the greatest duration against what was still going on in Europe. It wasn't that the Europeans lacked a culture, European culture, but they lacked an effective culture because their system of government was dominated by the British Empire ever since 1763. The British Empire has dominated Europe with a few brief exceptions through the entire period. They control Africa totally. They controlled and committed mass genocide in India to consolidate their power there. They ran the drug war against China. They organized World War I, but they started already with the assassination of the President of France at that time. So this operation, this empire, this imperial system, which controls Africa as a slave state entirely still today, which controls Europe. For example, today in Europe, in most of Western and Central Europe, no sovereign nation state exists in Western Europe. They all lost their authority to the Euro system, which has no government. The government is the British government, which runs the Euro system.
And then acts like it's being abused by the Euro, but if you look, helped set up the Treaty of Rome in 1957 on record.
They run everything. And the point is, it's still us, we, because we do represent, and from generation to generation, we die, in time. Everyone dies. But we aren't dead, because we are committed to a principle which lives on after we die. And those of us in the United States who still believe and stand by that principle which we embedded and expressed in our Constitution still exists. The problem is, other people become confused, or they're doubtful of their powers. They're doubtful of their ability to intervene. When we make a decision, like as I propose we must make in the United States now, throw this bum out, I guarantee you, you will get a surge of response from our American people in a very large number who will look at this as a sign of relief.
Exactly. It would be seen as a major signal. Kind of like the cavalry coming. Stay right there. Lyndon LaRouche, final segment with him. Get into other economic topics with him and talk about these gathering mega storm clouds and a lot more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got one final segment, a little douche, and I'm going to take some phone calls and get into some other news we haven't covered. Website's LaRoucheBack.com. They also have what LaRouche Pub. They have their publications. You know, I really wish this stuff wasn't true or real. I mean, I can't think about anything but the financial situation, the dollar devaluation, the depression, all the numbers coming out, a design depression, a bunch of control freaks waging war against our society, command destruction. It's incredible. Helen LaRouche was talking about the American system versus this imperial, crony, centralized, neo-feudal system. And the whole eugenics situation, this anti-human movement. And there's no doubt they're barreling towards megabanks owning Europe and all their sovereignty transferred to it. And they call it a United States of Europe as a sick joke, as if a financial tyranny is the United States model. Yes, I call them the Patriot Act, patriotic. Lyndon LaRouche, I wanted to ask you about the bill that was passed last night that says the government, the military, can operate in America and arrest citizens and hold them without trial for no reason. And I played clips earlier of Lindsey Graham, the sponsor of it, admitting that. And then Obama plays this cheeky game of saying, well, I'm not going to sign it. That's because last year he said, I can hold citizens and use the army. I don't need a law. He's saying, I have the executive. So a lot of just amazing things happening. Now they've got a new bill to allow torture. That article's up at Infowars.com. Headline, Senate considers bill authorizing more torture. And the news is just running around acting like it's a great thing. This is so incredible. What if they have their way? You've talked about solutions and different systems. If they continue, if this group continues, and their drive for absolute domination over everything, you know, there's no room for the nouveau riche, no room for intellectuals, no room for any science. They want a post-industrial world, a neo-feudal model, as you said, the British eugenics model. What is going to happen to our country? What are we going to see in the short and then mid and long term?
If we don't act now, we're going to find we're in a thermonuclear war. It's going to happen. If we don't act now to get this president out of office. If you don't pull this president out of office, you're going to have a thermonuclear war. Now, if we don't have him out of office, don't worry about anything. You're all going to be dead anyway. The British policy, and they said it, the British royal family, the extended family, the whole blue-blooded crowd, have said repeatedly they are now committed to the immediate objective of reducing the world's population from 7 billion people to 1 or less. That is the policy of the British monarchy. The British monarchy controls all of Europe from the Atlantic into Central Europe directly. They control the Euro system, control totally. They control the forces that are being, including our stupid forces themselves, who are working under Obama's direction, under British direction, for a war in the Middle East. And it will be a thermonuclear war, because it will not be limited to Iran. It will not be limited to Syria. It will go to the entirety of Asia. That's what's at stake. Look at the amount of force. Look at the thermonuclear and related capability of the U.S. and augmented forces from Europe and so forth, which are deployed in the Gulf of Iran and in the eastern part of the Mediterranean. That force is there to fight a war. That war is not limited to Syria and to Iran. That is war, once it starts, as the Russian deployment shows you, that war, when it starts, will be a thermonuclear war, as the president of Russia, in certain terms, have warned the world in the past 2 days. So the stage is set. The question is, who's going to come on stage? Is the American freedom going to come on stage and throw Obama out? Because if he don't throw Obama out now, and we have the charges for doing so, then we are condemned to this war. So we find the guts to win, or we lose. And, you know, it's not a question of what people think. You know, a decision, when you have to make a command decision as a leader of a nation, or like the American Republic, there are times that comes that you have to make a decision on behalf of the people. Do you want what is happening to our people now? Do you think the majority of the people in this country wants what's happening to them now? Of course they don't. But they don't think they have the authority or the backing for someone to clean the mess up. And we have, in our terms of responsible people, in the Senate, in the Houses of Congress, in parties in part, they all, in a sense, more or less will agree on some things. But they hesitate to take on throwing out a president who should be thrown out. If somebody has the guts and the qualifications to throw the bum out of office, I guarantee you, you will have a complete change in the policy of the American people in practice. And we can win this thing. But we don't have much time.
I agree with you. We don't have much time. And everyone I talk to, not just geopolitically, not just intellectually, in everybody's gut, people are really concerned. And, you know, I go back to MF Global. I mean, they've never taken $3 billion of people's private accounts and just said, we're not even going to investigate, we're keeping the money. And now they're doing that. I mean, it's there may have been a method to the madness before, but when you talk about an inbred power structure, who a lot of them are just educated idiots, the sky's the limit. I mean, this is like Caligula or Nero. understanding history, Lennon LaRouche, and knowing what the breaks are right now, what do you see happening? I mean, you said with your intelligence and Pentagon connections, high-level groups are telling them no, no, no. But is that enough to stop them? Is that a good sign? What are folks there in Virginia and D.C. At the highest levels you talk to? What are they telling you? What are the Europeans you talk to telling you? How does Israel fit into all this?
Oh, Israel's a puppet. That's not really an issue. The issue here is this: what's the United States going to do? And what are other countries going to do? I can guarantee you, if we throw Obama out of office, we're going to have cooperation, full cooperation, from Russia, from China, probably from India, and from other countries. We're going to find that the world is going to have a kind of unity. At the moment before Franklin Roosevelt died, when we virtually had won World War II, people are now at a point of anxiety that if somebody puts the solution before a hungry man on a plate, and the man, hungry man, is seeing his children starving, and somebody's going to come with a solution, they're not going to have be very fussy about finding out why they're doing what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're trying to get their country back. And we have most of the people in the United States want their country back. If a few of us, in responsible positions of leadership, act within the provinces of our Constitution to take an action to throw this president out of office, even if the initiative is made by a relatively few people, if it's made, and made under the proper law, you'll find a rejoicing in the streets throughout much of the United States. And you'll be hiding Obama someplace where nobody can get at him, because you're not going to have him killed.
Go ahead.
That'll change everything. But the sometimes it takes, leadership does mean something. There's bad leadership, but there are times when the world cries for someone to act on behalf of justice.
And you're just pointing out that even though it's symbolic and he's a puppet of very wicked people, the fact that their puppet falls and they don't go through the regular cycle of a new Republican puppet, that would be seen as a major point to crystallize some real ideas of sanity being brought in. But what about the same forces trying to bring in just another new puppet? I mean, look at Newt Gingrich. Look at all these people.
I know, but just take a look at D-Day. Look at the streets in New York City on D-Day when we'd won the war. And if unfortunately we got Truman in instead of Roosevelt later, if Roosevelt had continued as president, we'd never have any of these problems. Sometimes our chief executive, or the circles which are our chief executive collectively, of our Constitution, when the people in our country do know something about our Constitution, they have some sense of it. But they may not know all the details, but they do know right from wrong in that sense. What's needed now is leadership in the United States, which will remove this president from office immediately. That will put into play immediately in the Congress, especially in the Senate, and some of the key people in the House of Representatives, will put them into motion immediately to change a great number of things suddenly. That doesn't mean everything is going to be solved, but it means we're going in a completely different direction, and we're going away from thermonuclear war. And that is what we have to do now. There are no preconditions required for doing that.
Lennon LaRouche, give us some of the websites. There's LaRouchePack.com. There's also LaRouche Pub, correct?
Yeah, LaRouche Pub is a publication of our
office. Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of websites. I wanted to, we're out of time, and I don't want to twist your arm into any more time, but if we can, I want to go to break and do just five more minutes on the other side, because I want to ask you from your deep, deep study, and I read, the intelligence briefing and the rest of it, just invaluable information. But I want to understand the deep mindset of the oligarchy and what they think they're going to get out of this. Because obviously, it's leading them like Hitler into Russia or others on ill-fated journeys. And they're not going to make it out of this. They may succeed in wrecking everything, but there's got to be a point when this ends. Lennon LaRouche, just give us five more minutes on the other side, and then we'll get into financial news and phone calls and a lot more. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you all start calling.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
No one knows what it's like to be the Batman. To be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated.
All right, my friends, it's our final segment with Lynn LaRouche. He's been very gracious to spend this much time with us. Very busy man. LaRouchePack.com. And his analysis is spot on. You cannot deny we're at this point. Because the world is imploding, these globalists always start wars. And it is the British Empire model we face. So in closing, so that we know the enemy, not the English or British people or the UK, but that parasitic system there, that through all of Europe's wars, developed the most cunning, manipulative system ever seen. Who are they? What are they? What do they stand for? How do they see a way out in this?
Well, we don't know some of the history, but we do know that way back in the Mediterranean vicinity, there was a development of what we called oligarchical systems, in which a few people, a small part of the population, were called gods. They were treated as gods. And the ordinary people were treated as cattle. Now, that system of gods and cattle has continued in European civilization in particular, from that time to the present day in Great Britain. The British Empire is nothing but a revival of, again, for the fourth time, of a Roman Empire, which was started in Rome, which has featured such creatures as the Emperor Nero, and our current President of the United States has a personality identical psychologically or pathologically to the Emperor Nero. But we in the United States succeeded in establishing a system which was anti-oligarchical, in which the right of the individual citizen, as a citizen, was that of a human being, which had a right not only to live, but a right to pass on the meaning of their life to coming generations. And this was our special achievement in the United States, by the people who left England, left Belt, and so forth, left Europe, and came to this territory to build up this United States. Now, we were weak relative to the British Empire, because the British Empire does control the world. There is all of Africa is controlled by the British Empire. There's no exception to that. Most of the world is controlled by the British Empire. There's no exception to that. You have people within the system who are part of the imperial territory, who will resist inside the territory, but they won't break it. We in the United States, with all our failures, our failed presidents, our goofing up the issue, and so forth, we have remained in the tradition of what the American system is, which was actually founded in Europe by other people, but was achieved in what became the United States. And therefore, we have a special responsibility, and we are also respected. For example, in Asia, we tend to get respect because we're opponents of this kind of oligarchical system.
We've always been the great engine of at least the lofty ideals. Didn't mean we ever properly lived up to it. And to see America now used as an engine of corruption, to see other countries use us as an excuse to engage in tyranny, that's got to please the finance oligarchs.
Yeah, but the point is, what does it hurt? It hurts every parent who has children. Because the secret of the United States does not lie in those of us who are living or who have lived. The secret of our United States lies in the heritage,
yes,
of creativity and related benefits, which we pass on to future. We may die, but we live in what we contribute to the future. That's the difference of our system and the typical British or oligarchical system.
That's right. Their birthright is only to the oligarchy. This is a birthright of free humanity, goodwill, peace, true liberty, true human revolution against tyranny. And as the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, it all talks about the posterity, the living thing, and it is a living thing.
Yeah, we're living in a galaxy, not just a solar system. We're living inside a galaxy. This galaxy, for some of us who study these things, has a history. It has a history in terms of the forms of life over the last half billion years, which we know something about. And in this, we find the emergence of species, from single-celled species on the way up. We finally get into the antecedents of mankind, the passage of the dinosaurs and people like that, and things like that. And we have become a conscious factor. Animals don't have a conscious factor in shaping what the destiny of this animal species will be. Human beings do. And what is immortal in us is our power of the imagination, the creative imagination, to develop the ideas of what mankind shall be and how it shall function.
True self-determination, truly taking control of our development. We'll have to have you back on this subject alone. Lyndon LaRouche, incredible information. Thank you for your time. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Of the tyranny, or even the beginning, you ain't seen nothing yet. And you haven't seen what free humanity is going to do in response to tyranny. It isn't until the tyranny gets really naked that people start to fight back. And now it's getting to that point. The globalists have been experts at plenty of entertainment, plenty of dumbing down, ridiculing people that are awake and aware. But now it's not working anymore. So because they know that we're awake to them and Congress has a 9% approval rating, Obama has an approval rating lower than Nixon or Jimmy Carter. That's in the news today. Because they know that we're awake now, they just don't care. They're like, all right, we'll just arrest you and hold you forever. All right, we'll torture you. All right, we're going to go ahead and start taking your bank accounts and keeping them. I mean, I feel like somebody who's at the edge of a cliff right now. You ever jumped off 200, 300, 400 foot cliff into a lake? I've done it quite a few times back when I was younger and dumber. Now to jump off a high dive is kind of scary, but it's that same feeling. I mean, we're right there. And I'm sitting here. I read the globalist documents. I've been right about what I warned about. But it takes a while for this stuff to develop. And now we're here. And when we knew 4 years ago that the Pentagon refused to attack Iran, people said, oh, you're wrong. They weren't going to attack. See, and later it came out we were right. Well, they're getting ready again. And it's the ramifications of all of this and where it goes and Europe collapsing and all of this. It's so incredible. I want to take five or six calls before the transmission ends today. The toll-free number to join us. I want to get your take on what you've heard today or whatever issue you're raising. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We had General Hamid Ghul on, former head of Pakistani intelligence. On that situation, Lyndon LaRouche, of course, and Eric Mankell Mueller. We probably want to add him to the guest stuff. I know he was somebody I added on. And we're going to have Ted Anderson pop in for 5 minutes right now with his take on all this and a pitch for gold. By the way, I'm going to go ahead and buy some gold and silver today. I'm not waiting anymore. It's just everything is. I don't even know if I can. I just wish this wasn't happening. Believe me, I know why people bend over backwards to live in denial. But I remember Henry Paulson, clearly an insider trading. Congress admits they involve in insider trading, totally illegal. It's more than insider trading. They give government contracts and pass legislation for money to companies their own family members are executives of. And they say, well, when we do it, it's okay. We've given ourselves an exemption. And remember Henry Paulson when he was being questioned by Congressman Stern from Florida. It's an Obama deception. He said, who gave you the waiver to give yourself $200-something million of bailout money to your own, to yourself? And he goes, well, I have a trustee. I mean, I had a waiver. Well, who gave you that waiver? The Justice of the Department of Treasury. Well, who's over the Department of Treasury? Well, and he started stuttering. And he said, I am. He could barely talk. He said, I am. I mean, the head of the CFTC on record is invested with Corzine and MF Global. And it turns out all these insiders got warnings. And, of course, nothing's going to happen to MF Global. I mean, that's the thing. They've reached a level of public crime that is just staggering. It's like ESPN with the wife of the coach saying, yeah, I watched them rape little boys. They had it for 10 years and covered it up. I mean, what have we turned into? We're just accustomed to giving in to evil. We're accustomed to accepting it. And then we're accustomed to all the new fines and fees and regulations being treated like absolute garbage. We've got to start acting like sovereigns. We've got to start acting like the bosses. It's we the people. This is our government, our country. And because we had some liberty, it created incredible wealth. And now all the crooks of the world ran in here, slowly took over, getting little pieces here, little pieces there, always making money, getting power out of it. And then now they've just gotten into total control. They're like, we'll torture you. We'll secret arrest you. We'll kill you if we want. They've already been doing all of that, but now they want to be able to go into their people and say, here, you're allowed to do this. Now, a warning to their people, when the White House ordered people to torture, including children, when they got caught, they went ahead and sent the people that followed the orders to prison. And then Bush came out in his memoir last year and said, I ordered torture, I'd do it again. Keeping you safe. I mean, they know. They're selling the idea that if you give tyrants total control, they'll protect you. Really? Government is like an employee that literally has got you licking their boots. I mean, that's what's happened. Okay, coming up after some calls, foreclosure fraud whistleblower found dead, MSNBC. Another one, Henry Paulson, or Hank Paulson, gave hedge funds inside information on Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae when he was Treasury Secretary. And it goes on to say, well, I'll cover that in a moment after some calls, but I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. Ted, can you feel the urgency? People know I've never really gotten like talk like this on air. I mean, I can feel it palpably right now. Palpably. The urgency. Ted, what do you think about all of a sudden that's happening in the world right now?
I mean, everything's melting apart, Alex. I mean, right now, I mean, just yesterday, the Fed, along with, well, here it is, right here. The Federal Reserve, Bank of Japan, the European Central Bank, the Swiss National Bank, the Bank of Canada, the Bank of England have all joined together to do this bailout thing that's going to be going on in Europe. Just the day before, the president is out there saying that the United States dollars are not going to be committed to fixing this problem, and here we have the problem being bailed out. This is like what happened in TARP, but it's on steroids. I mean, right now, back when TARP was being doled out, it was said to be $700 billion, but it turned out to be $7.77 trillion by the Fed underneath and under disguise without any any disclosure. These banks that were taking the money were in trouble, yet they were reporting that they're in great shape to their shareholders. So, you know, what they're trying to do is they're trying to stop a run on the banks, and this does. It totally sells our country and our sovereignty out. We are losing our liberty, and we are turning it over. We are taking money directly out of the accounts of people's savings and so on and so forth through inflation and driving the value of the dollar down. And you're talking about World War III here. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And you know, so why would anybody want to stay in a paper currency when they know the Fed is out there pumping new money into the system so they can lower interest rates and make it easier for these banks in Europe to trade? It's just absolutely a bailout like we had in Wall Street here not too long ago. They're helping their buddies, but at the cost of the U.S. taxpayer, and it's devastating. And it's not only devastating here; it's devastating across the entire world. Mikhail Porkarov, a billionaire over in the Soviet Union, was saying that it's safer to buy gold bars than it is to buy U.S. treasuries. I mean, it's gotten down to that. People always went to U.S. treasuries for safety, always, in investments. If you're ever concerned about the economy, the United States Treasury was the place to go. Now we're sitting here, and the billionaires across the world are saying, nope, we're going to gold. Gold bars and gold coins make a lot more sense than any other investment entirely in the world. So, yeah, is it time to take advantage of it? Is it time to move? Absolutely. You can see it. The handwriting's on the wall. When you have
Ted, I want to invite you on the nightly news tonight. We've got Stuart Rhodes joining us, but I want to get you on, too, just to go over the history of inflation and to give some examples. But also, you can dig up the articles and show people, you know, how big these bailouts are. But, yeah, Obama yesterday was giving speeches saying there'll be no Federal Reserve U.S. dollars given to this, and here's Bloomberg today, it was already happening. I mean, it's just they take advantage of people's ignorance. And people say, well, so what do they bail them out? It devalues the dollar, and they're devaluing all the currencies. They have accelerated it, and most economists I talk to, they say within 6 months you're going to really see it. And you talk to Salente, and he's saying, look, they're going to start grabbing more bank accounts, more stuff, MF Global. I mean, Ted, the MF Global thing is what's shaking me up, because I went back and studied some of the cases, and I had remembered what had happened, but I wanted to make sure I was right. And I went back and looked at it. They've never had the Chicago Mercantile big looting with a company bankruptcy with subsidiaries that took sequestered private accounts, segregated accounts. They've never had anything like this. Even when whole companies go under, they paid people back. Now they're just saying we're not doing it. You know, maybe a few people or something, but it's just so creepy to know that Corzine, the main advisor, is making 40-1 bets. That's proof. These are madmen. It's so crazy. Bob Chapman thinks it may be some setup where he made the bad bet and they got the money on the other side betting against, but we've looked at it and can't find those numbers. I mean, these are lunatics, Ted, and they've got a bought Senate with a bunch of political whores, most of them who have been, you know, caught sleeping with the pages, so they're all blackmailed, who are up there saying, yeah, we're going to arrest whoever we want and torture you. I mean, it's just to be totally confirmed that we've been absolutely right and then some, Ted, it's disgusting. I feel like throwing up. I'm not happy that I'm right. I mean, I can't, Ted, enjoy anything now. You know, I can't even go to movies now, Ted. I can't do anything now. All I think about is this, Ted, and I can't even get people I know to realize how real this is.
Well, they're going to be realizing how real it is when they're standing there in a bread line. I mean, right now we're covering the bad bets of the New York, banks and the big banks in Europe for lending all this money to these countries that shouldn't have had it in the first place. And guess who's getting bailed out? It's them. They're getting the money from us. They're taking it directly from us through inflation. They're printing money.
But if that isn't enough, they then grandstand and lecture us when 90-plus% of the debt is theirs.
And that's exactly right, Alex. And they had a vote at the Fed. I mean, that's why Ron Paul wanted to have transparency of the Fed with their audits. We wouldn't even known about
this. Ted, what about these Republican mainline idiots that want Mitt Romney and Gingrich? I mean, they're as pathetic as Obama supporters. These are idiots.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. The people of the United States are asleep. They have no idea what's happening to them. And if they were smart, you would see Ron Paul showing up a lot higher than 10-12%. He'd be getting 25-30-40% of the on these polls. Now maybe they're loaded, and maybe they're not completely true. We'll see what happens in Iowa. But I can tell you right now, if the people had half the information or half the knowledge that it took to understand what was going on. And it's not even that. It doesn't even take a rocket scientist to figure this stuff out.
Oh, Ted, this is all red level. I mean, this. Everything keeps happening according to the globalist plan. It keeps getting. This is what it is. We know we're about to enter the phase where all this horrible stuff's going to look like good times. I mean, we're about to really get into the bad area. It's like you go into the doctor and they say, your heart is completely clogged up. You could have a heart attack anytime. You're like, oh, I'm fine. And a month later, you're walking up the stairs and the heart attack starts, you know. I mean, it's there and it's sad. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. I want to go to phone calls. Ted, give people the gold specials of the day. Again, you buy it when it's low, when it's high, as it is, gold and silver. You sell it at the old low price. The radio specials are incredible loss leaders. Briefly, give people the gold and silver specials. I hope they take advantage of it, because I know you're a busy man to get a hold of, Ted, but I need to get a hold of you because it's time for me to get some gold and silver. I've got to do it. I can't even leave emergency money in the account to run this place. It can't even be trusted now. Ted?
Well, first of all, gold did run up to $1,752.10. Right now it's currently at $30.30. So it knows, the market knows, that the dollar is going to take a hit. It's reflecting that. Silver at $33.05 today, up 92 cents. The things to be getting into right now are like the Walking Liberty Half at $16.01, the Frank Coin at $3.81, and get the full-year subscription to Bob's newsletter, The International Forecaster. And for God's sakes, understand economics. Get that book and that video and those two silver dollars for $73.
Yeah, it's three silver dollars, the book and the video, and you're almost out of the Big Brother book, and then we're going to ship some other special. So if folks want the three silver dollars and the free book, video, and shipping, they need to call right now, 800-686-2237. You can get the Frank at cost and then get a free subscription, $159 value, the International Forecaster as well, 800-686-2237. Tell folks about some of the other coin specials you've got, Ted.
Well, I mean, obviously, one of the better coins to be getting into is the U.S. Eagle. It's at $1,908.29. I have a few of those proof Campaign for Liberty still. Want to help Ron Paul a little bit, $523.73. Makes an awful lot of sense. For those of you who don't have a whole lot of money, consider the copper coins I have up on the website now at $293 for a bag of 250. The Lakota Silver's at $41.27. I think the bags of survival dimes at $2,495. That's 1,000 dimes. You realize it takes 24 dimes to buy one of the old. That's the equation right now if you want to transfer one to the other. That's going to widen. It's just simply this. Gold and silver is a reflection of what really is happening on in the economy. And as the Fed steps in and turns on their printing press to do all this bailout, you're going to see gold and silver rise. And it's just the way it
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. Ted, 800-686-2237. And we've got Stuart Rose on tonight about the indefinite detention, torture, and the rest of it on the Nightly News. But I want to get you on, so I'll talk to you after the show, okay?
Yep, sounds good to me.
All right, thank you. There goes Ted Anderson, InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central tonight. I want to go to your calls. So I'll have to do a bit of overdrive. I'm going to come back and go to your calls here in the next segment. I see these articles all the time where another foreclosure fraud whistleblower found dead, MSNBC. And it says a notary public who signed tens of thousands of false documents in a massive foreclosure scam before blowing the whistle on the scandal has been found dead in her Las Vegas home. She was scheduled to be sentenced Monday morning, and she pled guilty last month, notarizing a signature, an individual not in her presence. She failed to show up for a hearing, but police found her dead at the home later. And they can't, of course, determine what happened, but they've killed so many Pentagon investigators. Look, the green light's been given for criminals to run wild in America. as long as it's under mafia dons, government and corporate mafia dons. And it's just open season with the gullible public. I feel so sorry for them. They've been taught for 60 years in this country, any criticism of government, not loving and trusting government, is a conspiracy theory. Of course, it's pure Americana, pure George Washington, to not trust government, to keep government small. Now, they're starting to wake up, but they're still very childlike. I mean, I hear people on talk radio. I talk to them in the streets, and they are so childlike. They're friendly, they're sweet, they're goofy. They have no idea. This country used to be hardcore, you know, rugged individualist on average. People didn't care about what happened. If you messed with them, they'd come after you. I mean, I've read the old letters and family Bibles and stuff of my ancestors on both sides. I mean, and they were just standard people. And they weren't going around looking for trouble either. They were church attending, hardworking people. But you mess with them, they'd kill you so fast it'd make your head spin. You cheated them out of a nickel, you're going to get your head beat in. And we now are just a country that just takes everything. People always make fun of folks in the South and the West for being so polite. People are polite because if you weren't polite, you'd end up dead. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Optics Planet, the go-to store for everything tactical, military, survival, and hunting, has redefined member privileges with a new exclusive online store featuring discounts too large to show the public. Optics Planet is proud to present DVOR.com. That's DVOR.com. DVOR is a members-only store with limited-time deals, not normally found at Optics Planet. We're talking 3 days or less. We're talking exclusive. We're talking up to 90% savings on the gear you want and need. DVOR.com. Are you a member yet? The prices on DVOR are so low our vendors won't let them be posted publicly, so you have to sign up to see the deals. Now through December 23rd, use the coupon code RADIO to save $10 off your first purchase at DVOR.com, or use the coupon code GCN to save 5% off most purchases at OpticsPlanet.com.
Okay, And I met him. He's a big old giant guy who I got it. Luke Radowski got up on his shoulders when the MSNBC cut my bullhorn cord when I was out in public. So you can see that is what the extra in the Obama deception. It's also online. Just type in MSNBC attacks Alex Jones. And I heard he's got some breaking news because they actually separately emailed Dew, and Dew just came in here and told me, hey, they say they're on hold, and they've got some breaking news. I guess it's of a Syracuse type or a Satanic Valley type with Penn State. Law, good to hear from you. What's the information?
How you doing, Alex? Great to hear you. This is some pretty amazing information. I don't know if you've heard about the Arapahoe County Sheriff, Pat Sullivan, was arrested yesterday involved in this methamphetamine and child sex ring. John Elinoff, who I know you know, actually is the guy who broke this thing. He's been spending several weeks working on this. He's been, like, hiding for his life and stuff because this is really serious stuff.
I know Elinoff well. I've hung out with him and others and, of course, you there in Colorado a few times. Great activist there. And we were there covering the DNC in 08. We were there. This is in the news, another nest of these people?
Yeah, this is really kind of amazing stuff. There have been several arrests. The news is not really coming clear on who it is, but I can.
Yeah, they generally arrest to cover up the full network. Yeah,
right. Yeah, exactly. Well, I can definitely tell you this is a large ring. It definitely involves more than just the sheriff's department. There are several police departments, sheriff departments. I could probably go as far as to say, Alex, this may involve the CIA, the FBI, the military. It's kind of conspiracy of silence stuff all over again.
Well, DynCorp is the biggest CPS contractor grabbing kids nationwide, and they run public slave rings worldwide. I mean, it's just unbelievable how evil these people are. So I type in Arapahoe County, Colorado.
Yeah, you probably could. The guy's name was Pat Sullivan, and he's like a really honored sheriff. This guy has this, like, stellar record, and this guy is definitely involved in this major stuff.
Okay, yeah, I've just been given a news article. There's so many pedophile rings, how do you keep track of it? Now, I know you say you guys were involved investigating this. A lot of times they also sting good people and set them up for this, but I'm not saying that's not the, I mean, you guys are ones on the ground. Former Arapahoe sheriff arrested on meth dealing charge, and are you saying it's in the news here about the kids?
They're not talking about, like, underage kids. They're kind of playing it off as, like, he was trading methamphetamines for sex. But
It says, yeah, former Arapahoe County Sheriff Patrick Sullivan was arrested on suspicion of trying to trade drugs to a man for sex as investigators monitored the deal. Yeah, and that's how they'll do it. We've seen that with the Boys Town and all that. They'll bust one person to cover it up. And then kind of minimize what's going on. But you're saying Elinoff was the one who actually got this going?
Elinoff was the guy behind the whole deal. He spent several weeks working on this. He was lucky enough to have started working for Tom Martino at a KHOW radio. And Tom Martino had the guts to actually help him out and get this thing on the radio. They did an interview today. The information is really amazing.
Yeah, no, I've been in Tom's studio, but I need to get Martino on then about this if Elinoff's in hiding. Says this shows that no one is above the law, but you're saying Elinoff is saying from his research it's much bigger.
Much bigger. The things we know, I mean, there's no doubt about it. How big it is, we're not necessarily sure, but, you know, this kind of goes back to something you had said a few episodes ago.
Yeah, we're going into overdrive. Stay there for the main radio audience. See you tomorrow and back tonight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.